Thank you for standing by, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Eternit S.A. conference call about the third quarter of 2014 earnings release. With us today in this conference call in São Paulo is Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Chief Financial Officer and IR. We would like to inform you that this conference is being recorded. All lines are in a listen-only mode, and later there will be a question and answer session when instructions to participate will be given. If you need assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being broadcast live on www.eternit.com.br/ir. A slide presentation and the earnings release are also available on this website. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially from those anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. Therefore, they're subject to change. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Chief Financial Officer and IR. Mr. Luz, you may proceed.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to all. I would like to thank you all for your interest and participation, and for following the earnings release conference on the third quarter of 2014. To start the presentation, we turn to slide three, where we have the main highlights of the third quarter of 2014. Looking to the global economy, even though we see that there is a different economic rhythm in mature economies, the low rate outlooks, low potential for growth estimates have been maintained by the Brazilian Central Bank. The Brazilian Central Bank has also revised downwards the Brazilian GDP from 2% early in 2014 to 0.24%, which is the expectation for growth in 2014. As a result, the construction sector GDP fell to -5.1%. This, of course, is the result of the slowdown in the expansion rhythm in 2014. According to ABRAMAT, which is the Brazilian Association of Construction Materials, sales of construction materials showed a contraction of -6.5% in relation to the same period in 2013, the first nine months. This scenario falls way below the expectations for the closing of 2014, which pointed to a reduction of 4%, mostly due to the effects on the economy and the reduction of working days as a result of the World Cup and an excessive number of holidays, and also exports in the construction materials segment. In spite of this, Eternit reported superior growth in relation to the sector, operating at full capacity in Cruzeiro mining and in our finished product line, the production of fiber cement and concrete tiles kept up with the demand in the period. As you deflate Eternit's growth, we see that we have positive growth of 2.9% during this period. As far as volumes, our volume in Cruzeiro minerals remained practically stable with a reduction of just 1%. In fiber cement, we grew 7.7%, and in relation to the third quarter 2013, this represents a recovery of pent-up demand in the third quarter due to the World Cup effect. In concrete tile, we had a reduction of 10.9%, owing to the reduction of growth in the high-end segment. In addition to this, we see that construction companies are now having a little bit of a slowdown in the on-lending process, which has led them to halt some of the construction works they're undertaking. Consolidated net revenue amounted to $250 million, virtually stable compared to the same period in the previous year. EBITDA reached $41.9 million, down 15.1% in comparison to the previous period. The cause for this is an increase in costs, especially mining costs. Our net income decreased 28.4% as a result of the aspects we have mentioned before. The Eternit Group companies have received a number of recognitions in the areas of human resources, IR, and commercial. And in 2014, our dividend yield was at 9.2%, with a total in earnings distributed of 71.6. In slide 4, for those of you following us for the first time, Eternit Group is the largest and most diversified roofing industry in Brazil. We have operations in Crisotil, mining, manufacturing of concrete tiles, and now we have added to Eternit's portfolio the sanitary ware segment. In the third quarter, we were operating at maximum capacity in Crisotil, 90% in fiber cement, and concrete tiles at a capacity of around 58%. Turning to slide 6, allow me to discuss the sales in our main business lines. Sales of Crisotil mineral was of 71.6 thousand tons, a minus 1% in relation to the previous quarter. We had a reduction of 6.9% in the domestic market in the comparison between third Q14 and 13, and also in the foreign market, we were up by 6.5% as a result of the rebounding of the Asian markets. Our year-to-date volume represented 2.5 as a result of the mining company results. We have to highlight the growth in the domestic market with growth of 10.6%, which offset partially the slight reduction of 3.4% that took place in the domestic market. In slide number 7, we see sales of fiber cement, which represented 232.8%, up 70.5%. as compared to the same period last year. This is the result of the recovery of pent-up demand in the second quarter, which had a very large number of holidays. In year-to-date terms, sales reached 635.8 thousand tons, up 4.1% in relation to the same period in the previous year. Sales of concrete tiles in the quarter were of 1,200,041, down 10.9% due to the slower demand in high-end concrete tiles. In our B2C channel, also as a result of the higher debt levels in consumer segment, and once again, of the reduction in the loans awarded to construction companies, which led to the halting of a few construction works, and also the accumulated volume in the period was of 3,691,000 square meters, down 9.3% in relation to the previous year to date. In concrete tiles, the sales in our reseller partners where we sell fiber cement have been picking up as a result of the strategy of making Tegula products available in our resellers. However, this growing volume was not sufficient to offset the retraction in B2C and B2B channels. However, we expect this will improve. Consolidated net revenue in slide 10 represented 250 million reais, virtually stable in the comparison with third Q13. Revenues coming from the domestic market were of 208 million, down 1.5% due to smaller volumes of chrysotile mineral and also repositioning of prices of chrysotile mineral in exports during the same quarter. Our net revenues showed growth of 5%, totaling 41.7 million. This shows the positive effect of the increase of sales of chrysotile mineral. In year-to-date terms, our net revenue reached around 715 million, up 1.5% in relation to year-to-date 13. This was the result of the increase in sales of chrysotile in the domestic market and also the exchange rate appreciation. Internal sales or domestic market sales totally 93 million, virtually stable in the comparison of the first 9 months of 2013. In slide 11, we see COGS breakdown in fiber cement and chrysotile. The basic COGS breakdown has remained stable if we compare it to previous periods. We see here as a highlight mining costs, which in the comparison grew 23%. The cause for that was the collective bargaining agreement and the effect of stripping ratio of rock. We had energy costs of around 6% in mining and also in concrete tiles. The end result was cost reduction and slightly, which slightly eroded our gross margin. In slide 12, we see consolidated EBITDA for the period, which was of around 42 million, which represents a decrease of 15% approximately, and EBITDA in the comparison of the 9 months was down by around 12%. It's important to mention that we have excluded Companhia Sul-Americana figures because, and if we consider the effects, the equity effects, we would have EBITDA of 44% with an 18% margin in year to date. In the 9 months, we would have 125 EBIT against a margin of 17%. As a consequence of that, we had net income of 20 million, down 28% in relation to 2013. And going back to the issues we have discussed, Our net income has reached $62 million year to date with a net margin of 9%. In slide 14, I would like to discuss our debt profile. It's growing in the comparison of the two periods in 2013, which leaves us with a net debt of $84 million, which refers to advance export contracts to make up for working capital. And the major risk lies in 2014 as far as repayments go, with around 95% of this debt, and also applying to the financing of trucks and other equipment that are needed to continue following our investment plan.
On slide 15, we invested $35 million compared to $22 million in the same period in the previous year, and these were destined, most of it, to installing the R&D unit for research on construction materials in the Amazon and also maintenance of the industrial park of the group. A good part of this investment was funded, and this warrants increase in the company's debt, as commented previously. As for capital markets, on slide 17, we have our shareholding structure, which hasn't changed in the last few years, with a high concentration of individual investors of about 64% of a share, and then clubs, funds, and foundations, 23%, and investors abroad, 11%. Free float is 98%, and the largest shareholders are written here. Geração El Par, 15%, Luiz Barsi Filho, 13%, Victor Adler, 7%, and then we have the directors with 1.3, and our board of directors and board of auditors is the same structure that was elected in our meeting. The next slide, on a remuneration policy, we have 87% as payout, and this means that of the net income of $62 million, $54 million were distributed as paid out as dividends and interest on our equity, on our own capital. The next dividend payout, which was approved this week in our board meeting, will be as of 27 November, the same 20 cents that after the split became 10 cents. On slide 19, on Eternit's share performance in this year, September against September, Eternit's shares had depreciated 17% against a depreciation of the Bovespa index of 3%, which appreciated 3%. And the dividend payout in the same period, well, Eternit was 7%. And this decrease is explained by some shareholders, foreign shareholders, but these were paid. And the titles, the securities have low liquidity, so these movements are led to fluctuations. In an extraordinary General Assembly on September the 24th this year, a proposal was approved by the Board of Directors of splitting our common shares. So those who had one share now have 2 shares. And this has changed our share or capital structure. So it was now 3.94 cents. In other words, the amount was practically divided by 2. Now on slide 21, I'll talk about Chrysotil. This is more an update for you. So our activity is regulated by federal law, decree to 350 and regulatory standards of our Ministry of Labor and Employment. There is no news of the Supreme Federal Court about this issue. So we have the same status as commented in our previous conference call. As for class actions, the São Paulo class action is still unaltered. In other words, it follows its normal course. There was a class action that was filed that was very similar to the one in São Paulo in the state of Rio de Janeiro, and they were claiming the same things approximately, and they added some additional claims that was with the regulatory standards of the Ministry of Labor. In September last year, there was another class action that was filed that was also processed, and it was considered res adjudicata in São Paulo, and the company won because the court understood that the company was in full compliance of its requirements. And for this reason, we believe and we stress our belief in Brazil's judiciary that is taking into account technical and scientific evidence for these suits. Anyway, the suit is still on, and in Rio de Janeiro, the defense will be presented in due time. So far, we don't have a date, and we will wait for the next few steps. As for the recognitions or acknowledgments that were mentioned at the beginning, we won the company of the best companies to work for in 2014. That's Eternit. And that was the third consecutive time. And our mining company was also acknowledged, earned the same award for the 7th consecutive time. And it was the first, it got the first place in the industrial sector and people development. So these were the awards that we won in terms of human resources too, and those then related to HR practices, that was the top of mind award. And then in our investor relations, we got the APIMEC Minas Gerais award for the best public meeting held in that particular on that site in 2013. As for products, we have some highlights with some of our products on our portfolio. We also earned an award of the Selo RA1000 Reclame Aqui. So we were awarded this award for having high top customer service levels. Now on slide 25, we have our contact people for investor relations, and we are at your disposal for further questions and clarifications. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1, and to remove your question, press star 2. Excuse me. Our first question was sent by webcast. That's Aulia. She's an investor. Hello. I would like to learn more about the Manaus plant. What kind of product will be made there, and what is your expectation on return on investment, and when will it be operational? Thank you for your question. In Manaus, this was approved by the board of directors. The investment was approved for a R&D unit to be installed there and for making inputs for construction materials. So this is investment for the making of raw materials for our current and future portfolio. The investment is aligned with our schedule, and we're expecting to start operations of this particular R&D center. It's expected to start working in 2015. Excuse me. You are kindly reminded that in order to ask question, just press star 1. The next question is also sent by webcast. That's Juan Paulo, who's an investor. The dividend policy, will it be the same? Juan Paulo, thank you for your question. For 2014, the company has focused on its investment plan. So we had an investment forecast that was maintained, as well as the dividend payout proposal to investors. Now, for 2015, well, in fact, this topic, this issue is evaluated every year, considering our business outlook and the current economic scenario in terms of investment, and it is normally evaluated by the board of directors. So if the market conditions are the same and if the economy is resumed, it picks up, we are highly likely to keep the same policy, dividend policy, as long as the board of directors approves it. And then it will be discussed in our next meetings. If you have any questions, please press star 1. Thank you. Excuse me, the next question, that's a webcast question of Guilherme Lejambre. He's an investor. Good afternoon. I'd like to know when the sanitary ware plant in Ceará will give significant revenue for the company, because the revenue was rather reduced in the 9 months of 2014. Thank you for your question, Guilherme. Before I answer your question, I have to clarify a point. As this is a joint venture, and Eternit has a 60% share in the plant, and the Corona Group has a 40% share, that's the Colombian multinational. So this investment, according to the new accounting rules, and the goal was, of course, to harmonize the books and international standards, they are no longer consolidated in the Eternit earnings release because of the decisions and the control of that company is shared between the two companies that are partners in this venture, Eternit and Coceramica. So when we analyze the previous year, 2013, this business unit, well, Eternit resold the product. So the sanitary ware revenue at that period was consolidated within Eternit. And then the Sulamericana company did not, it was a joint venture and didn't really sell the products. Now, from the beginning of the operations of this site, then the commercialization of these wares was transferred to the Compañía Sulamericana. And as a result, when we look at the net revenue, we cannot see in the breakdown the share of this segment. It's not consolidated in the result or earnings appear in the Eternit with a equity system or method. And this is a greenfield project. So the production of this venture follows a particular flow, and they're based on meters of evolution. So all the sales of this segment are just made by the joint venture. So we can only view the result through the equity method.
Excuse me, we'd like to remind you that to ask a question, please press star 1. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, if there are no further questions, I would like to hand it over to Mr. Rodrigo Luz for his final remarks. I would like to thank you all for participating in our earnings release conference call. I thank our IR team and our financial team who are participating in the call as well. Well, regarding the future outlook, I would like to convey to you the message that Abramat has recently published that expectations regarding sales of construction materials in the fourth quarter are looking up. This, side by side with the sales increase caused by seasonality, and that is typical for this time of the year. So if these conditions remain, there should be a positive effect on the company's business if there are no external factors. Thank you very much. Enjoy your afternoon. Eternit's conference call is now closed. We would like to thank you all for listening in. Have a great day. Thank you.